This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket outside Comerica Park. Huge game this afternoon. Look forward to this place filling up, and it is going to fill up, and it is going to be raucous. Although, did you see this? The Athletic was ranking home field advantage. Did you happen to see this?
No.
Of the eight remaining venues in the majors, Comerica Park being one of them, Comerica Park ranks eighth in home field advantage.
Really?
Dead last. Do you hear what the Athletic is calling us? Do you hear that?
Well, they're saying we're soft, we're weak.
They're
not
calling
fans.
They're calling us out?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to how they come up with this data. Is it simply win-loss record at home?
Well, I haven't had a chance to read the story, so I'm doing the old thing that everybody hates, reading the headline.
Let's do this.
But to cultivate the chip on the shoulder, I don't want there to be any logic other than it'd be total disrespect.
Well, it is. I mean, first of all, you're just being tone-deaf. This is a fan base that hasn't seen playoff baseball in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
That until the Lions did something last year, this is a fan base that hadn't seen playoffs of any kind in a long time, too. So we are a starved fan base. We love when our teams are in the playoffs, and we love championships, and we love pursuing those. This Tiger fan base is massive. It's all over. You know, people wear the old English D on their hat, and they'll take it anywhere in the country. To say that the Tigers would rank eighth out of these teams for home field advantage is absolutely blasphemous. It's reckless. It's improper, inappropriate. And, Doug, I don't like it. I take offense. It's offensive.
You're strongly disagreeing with
this? Well, it is. I mean, okay, what? You're going to say the New York teams? What, the Yankees or the Mets? Come on. Those teams are bought and paid for, and it's not them. Is it the Dodgers? I know the Dodger fans are pretty passionate. I'm not going to take anything away from there. And San Diego,
the
place is great.
Good.
They love it out there. And watching the game last night, that was a fun game to watch. I know Cleveland's a raucous crowd. That's pretty great. What else is left? What about Kansas City?
Did you mention Philly?
Didn't mention Philly. Philly fans are the worst, though. But it's because they just turn on you like I'm sure it's raucous, but they'll turn on you quickly. And Cleveland's got great fans. Kansas City, I think, has great fans. It's a tough ranking, right?
Yeah.
Put us ahead of New York, for crying out
loud. I want to bring in Kang, because Kang, it feels like every year during the Blitz thingy, you always ask about teams that are going to go from worst to first. I think today, Comerica can go from worst to first.
I think it's going to definitely happen, Doug. I mean, I was talking to Tom, the morning show producer, this morning, and he told me that you can actually still get tickets for a Cleveland if there is a game in Cleveland going back. That wouldn't happen here. You know? So...
Right.
To be dead last, behind Cleveland, behind Progressive Field, you can get to Progressive Field, people, still. You can't get to Comerica Park.
So his point was, plenty of tickets still available for Game 5. Are there plenty of tickets available for any game in Detroit? No. No. I mean, and we saw what happened in Houston. Now Houston's out of it, and it was just the ranking of these remaining teams. But nonetheless, I'm can't wait for this atmosphere, because I think it's going to be a football crowd.
I mean, I suppose, to be fair, I mean, no, the Tigers didn't even have any fans in the first couple games.
in the wild card series?
Right. When they were, actually, they did. Yeah. Detroit Tiger fans were in Houston.
Dude,
they were there. They showed up in Houston.
We are buying new vehicles to get to Houston.
Exactly.
We did that. Well, one of us did it.
Well, not one of us.
Yeah, we got a call from a guy last week who was driving to Houston when his car broke down in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. He went to the dealer to get it fixed. They didn't have the parts. He wasn't going to make it. He was too far away from any place to rent a car, so he bought a new vehicle to get there. He spent, what did he say, $32,000 on a new car to make sure he didn't miss the game?
It was a truck.
It was a truck.
Yeah, it's a truck that's going to go into service.
He's going to...
put it into his landscaping business or whatever he had.
So. Rank that last. No, that's the kind of stuff that gets you ranked first.
Right.
And I'm sure he's not the only one that would have done it. Actually, he might have been. But.
The Athletic.
I really do like the Athletic.
I do like the Athletic. I think they've got some really competent writers there. Some really good writers.
Yeah.
Unlike some other places.
I mean, it could be because they don't know what this is going to be like.
Well, they're going to find out.
They are going to find out.
They're going to, F around and find out, right?
That's right.
Is that how the phrase goes?
Yes, that is how the phrase goes.
Bring it.
Yeah.
I think the Tiger fan's going to bring it today.
Oh, it's going to be wild.
We're starting to see a few trickle in. I'm telling you, at noon, Doug, this place is going to be a zoo.
I completely agree. And I hope people can make it down here, even if you don't have tickets, to take advantage of what should be just a crazy atmosphere.
I think that's what people are planning on it. I think you're going to have twice as many people downtown that are here just to be downtown as opposed to going to the game.
Yep. Okay, just a reminder that you can stream this show and all the shows on the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. You can stream through our website, 971theticket.com, where Birchie and the Evan Kid are responsible for great content.
Birchie and the Evan Kid, I like that.
Yes. and we can stream with video, where we are outside with the cameras set up so you can see where we're broadcasting from outside at Comerica Park. So you can check that out. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket, participate in the streaming chat. I have noticed that the chat is being used to mock us today. They are mocking us because we are dressed for winter type atmospheres. And I will say, until you've walked a mile in these shoes, it is chilly out here, admittedly. Now, I'm getting a lot more crap than you, though. You know why?
Because you have gloves on.
Because I'm wearing gloves.
Yeah, I just keep my hand in my pockets.
Yes.
My hands in my pockets. But no, it's where we're at. We're not in the sun just yet, and we're surrounded by concrete. We're in a shaded area.
It's windy.
It's colder here than
But if you want to see how ridiculous we look, go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket. Same thing, youtube.com. And again, feel free to, I don't have to give them license. They already do rip on us in the streaming chat on those sites. All right, so Tigers in a good spot, 1-1, two games at home, a Scooble start in the holster. Dan Dickerson said the same thing we've been saying about this game in this series. The team that scores first is in great shape. Want to talk a little bit about some of the things ahead for A.J. Hinch, the decisions he will have to make. What are some of the keys to today's game? And we would love to talk to you, people who are making your way down here. What's your setup? Where are you going? Did you get tickets? Where did you get them from? Who's going to be here? Do you got a tailgate situation all sorted out? Are you coming down here without tickets? What's your plan? 248-539-9797.
I want to know, are offices having parties today? Hey, we're going to have a Tiger watch party 3 o'clock.
We're
shutting down the office, we got a TV, we're renting a TV, or you have TVs, whatever, conference rooms being used for this, all types of debauchery. What's happening?
I would bet that you are correct, that there are a lot of offices having parties. For this, Game 3 of the ALDS outside Comerica Park, it's Carson Anderson, 97-1 The Ticket.